Hey there. It's wild to see Congress finally stepping up to the plate with this new focus on ethics in crypto regulation. I mean the US. Lawmakers are really pushing the envelope here, right?
Absolutely. This isn't just about rules, it's about trust. The Democrats' amendments to the Crypto Market Structure Bill are a game changer. They're not just drafting policies. They're redefining how we think about accountability in this space.
Oh, I love that. It's so refreshing to see a shift from just, let's regulate this, to let's do it right. These amendments are all about transparency and preventing conflicts of interest. It's like, finally, the government is saying, we get it, this industry is complex, but we're here to protect the public, not just the players.
Exactly. The core of these proposals is about making sure officials aren't letting their personal wealth influence their decisions. Think about it. If a regulator holds crypto assets, their rulings could be seen as biased. That's a real threat to public trust.
Right. And the financial disclosure requirements. That's a big one. Mandating detailed reports on private keys, wallets, and ETF holdings. It's like opening a window into their personal finances. No more secrets, right?
Precisely. The idea is to create a public record so anyone can scrutinize potential conflicts. Imagine if a regulator's decisions are tied to their crypto holdings. People would question their impartiality. That's a slippery slope.
Oh, I know. And the part about trading on non-public info. That's so critical. If officials learn about a new SEC rule before it's announced, they can't profit from it. It's like a safety net to stop insider trading in the crypto world.
Absolutely. This aligns with existing securities laws but extends them to crypto, which has been a regulatory gray area. It's a step toward fairness, ensuring that no one gets an unfair edge.
And the cooling-off periods for former officials. That's genius. It stops the revolving door between government and industry. No more former regulators joining the companies they once oversaw. That's a win for integrity.
Exactly. It's modeled after other sectors, but for crypto, it's extra important. If a former SEC official joins a crypto exchange they once regulated, it feels like a conflict. These rules block that.
This whole package is a masterclass in ethics. It's not just about rules, it's about proving that the system is fair. For the crypto industry, it's a double win, clarity and trust.
True, but it's also a balancing act. Regulation is necessary, but without ethical safeguards, it could look biased. The Democrats are saying, we'll regulate, but let's do it with integrity.
And that's what's so cool about it. It's not just about protecting investors, it's about building trust. If the public sees regulators as self-serving, they'll hesitate to adopt crypto. This is about making sure the system works for everyone.
The implications go beyond the U.S. 2. If the U.S. sets this precedent, other countries might follow. Think about the EU or China. They've already started regulating, but this could shape a global standard.
Right. And the role of public trust. It's the backbone of this whole movement. The crypto industry needs to prove it's not just for the elite, it's for everyone. These amendments are a step toward that.
For policymakers, the takeaway is clear. Ethics can't be an afterthought. This isn't just about crypto. It's about how we govern in the digital age. The future of finance depends on it.
And for the industry, they'll have to adapt. Regulation isn't a bad thing. It's a chance to grow responsibly. This is the bridge between innovation and oversight, and it's a huge win for the whole ecosystem.
Definitely. The debate is far from over, but this is a landmark moment. It's a reminder that power must be checked and trust must be earned. Let's see how this plays out.